Murphy Show. Today at 2:06 on Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's your pal, Sully.
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
It's The Sully Show. A great day here in the radio industry. Great day at Talk Radio 640 WGST. We're on each weekday between noon and 2. Huddle House in Snellville. That's where we are today, and we talk every Friday afternoon just after 1 o'clock with Rick Limpert, who is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. Daily technology column he writes for Examiner.com. You see his work featured in a number of different places, including the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. Rick Roswell is his Twitter handle, and we talk now with Rick Limpert. Rick, any problems getting to your destinations this morning, making your way through the various snowflakes blanketing the metro area?
No, but I wish I was at that Huddle House with you, Sully. I love that strawberry waffle they have there.
I'm telling you what, the diet is off today, for sure, okay?
Well, yeah, that's definitely worth a cheat day at the Huddle House.
All right, before we get started, a reminder, Rick's new sports travel book is called The Fam Trip Field Guide. It's available at the Kindle store, Amazon.com, and in paperback from the bookpatch.com. Rick, this week we're going to talk a little bit about printers. I know lots of folks are looking to upgrade. They probably have had that printer sitting around at the office or the house for a little too long. Some good options out there.
There are, Sully, and printers are kind of the forgotten hard piece of hardware now, since we don't print out as many things as we used to, because now we can store things in the cloud. But I have some tips on how to get the most out of your printer and maybe save some money in the process.
Yeah, so let's talk about this concept of seeing things from both sides. This is a way to conserve, right?
It really is, Sully, for the eco crowd out there. It's never been easier than it is now to print on both sides of the paper coming out of your printer. Most new printers will do this. Saves on printing costs, saves on the sheets of paper used. So it sets your printer a lot of times to print on both sides, and you'll notice a big difference.
How about the colors? Colors is not necessarily always important, but some people do need to be able to print in color from time to time for different reasons. What should they know?
Sure. Most printers will have a black and white cartridge, then one or more color cartridges. Everybody knows the color cartridges are way more expensive than the black and white cartridges. So if you're not printing in color, if you don't need to print in color, set your grayscale setting on your computer to print only in black and white. And you won't use that color printer. You only save the color ink for when you actually need to print something in color. That should be the number one tip with printers and saving money, is use the black and white as much as you can.
Rick Limpert is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor covering technology for a number of different sources, including Examiner.com, where he writes a daily technology column. His handle on Twitter is Rick Roswell. Next up, to talk about a little more on conservation, trimming the fat, something that we're going to have a hard time doing here at the restaurant today. But this is probably something that a lot of people could do when it comes to printing out things.
Yeah, and maybe even business owners, small business owners that have numerous printers numerous computers attached to one printer. That's wasteful in a lot of instances. Make sure you only have maybe one or two computers attached to that printer, and you'll notice big savings in the amount of waste paper used. Ink being used saves time and money on supplies, and also can save time. So maybe hook up only one or two computers to that printer in the office.
And I know we've all walked to the printer at the office before and picked up some stuff that was sitting there, and seen that, well, it was kind of personal and confidential, maybe even non-work related. Tell us about the importance of document sensitivity and confidentiality. What are some tips that we can do there to keep our stuff secure as we print at work?
Yeah, just that's a quick tip, so that's good you mentioned that. If you're printing out something confidential or you don't want other people to see, go immediately to the printer to pick that up, and don't leave that sitting in there. That can be harmful to somebody, or harmful to morale in the office. And just another little solution, HP has a private print option on their printers, so it allows you to type in a code to print something that may be confidential or private, so just not anyone can print that out if they see that sitting on a computer. So that's a nice little feature on the HP printers.
Yeah, and talk a little bit more about that, the print analysis from HP. This is another good option.
HP gives users, and if you want to buy an HP printer, they give you a managed print analysis so they can evaluate your printing environment, either in your home office or in your small business or so. It takes less than 5 minutes. They'll give you a report, show you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and maybe help you save some money and streamline your printing environment. This is very important. The environmentalists, they hate seeing lots of paper being used. I hate seeing that, too. If you don't have to print it out, don't print it, but HP gives you that nice analysis to look at your workflow.
All right, we've been chatting with Rick Limpert. He joins us every week just after 1 o'clock here on Fridays for his technology segment on 640 WGST. Any skiing in the plans for you this weekend here with all this snow that we've had here in Metro Atlanta?
Sorry, I don't know if we'll be able to ski on that one flake of snow that's sitting on my windshield right now. But I'll be coming to you next week. Sorry, I'm heading to California for the pro tennis tournament coverage out there next week. So I'll be coming to you from a palm desert area of California next week.
Always great to catch up with Rick Limpert. I encourage you to follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. And Rick, hope that you have a great weekend. Safe travels to California. We'll look forward to talking to you next Friday.
It'll be fun, Sully. I'll have some good stuff for you, and we'll talk to you then.
Rick Limpert, always grateful for our weekly visit with him. 640 WGST. You're listening to The Sully Show. We're here at the Huddle House in Snellville, where everybody's proud to be somebody. Great to be here in the kingdom of Gwinnett. More on The Sully Show straight ahead. You're listening to Talk Radio 640 WGST.